Marshall, Carson Thunder Hearts, Shiver by Goldstein. And it's always a pleasure to share some Divrei Torah this time of year. I think last year we did maybe Shmos, Parsha Shmos, Shiver Eira. Okay. I'd like to show you some beautiful Divrei Torah. A lot is from the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. As you see, the Chasam Sofer, you know, my friend Rav Simcha Kalish once said, see, some gedolim in halacha, but not necessarily gedolim in drush. The Chasam Sofer was a gadol in halacha and a gadol in drush. The Chasam Sofer is not necessarily from the Brisker school, so you don't always get to hear his godless. So that's why I'd like to try to present that godless to you. This is more hashkafish here, but it's tremendous. You know, now they reprinted the Truvas Chasam Sofer in Machon HaMaor, so you have it in paragraphs, and it's very clear, much more accessible than it was. All the Pesachei Truvas are always quoting Chasam Sofer's Nodu Yudas, Chasam Sofer's Nodu Yudas. When you get older, you'll appreciate learning Truvas of the Chasam Sofer. Okay. The Torah says in Parshas Va'era, Hu Aaron u'Moshe, Hashem Amar Hashem lohem hotzios b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim al tzivosom. Hu Aaron u'Moshe. And then it says, Heim ha'medabim al paro, and posach chof ches, v'im yodu mi Hashem el Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim. Chof Zayin says, Hu Moshe v'Aaron. So it's so interesting. Two psukim, one next to the other, both mentioning Aaron and Moshe, but one the order of who Aaron and Moshe, who Moshe and Aaron. And Rashi makes a comment of this at the bottom of page 1. Yesh mekom shemachtim Aaron and Moshe, yesh mekom shemachtim Moshe and Aaron, lomor l'chosh eshkulim ke'echad. Eshkulim. So sometimes he's first, sometimes he's first, etc. So we'll try to understand this idea of the shkulim of Moshe and Aaron, what this signifies, and other ideas as well. So the Taurus Moshe, so page 4, let me just tell you one thing, it's good that Chasam Sofer has many svarim on Chumash. There's the Taurus Moshe ala Torah, and there's the Chasam Sofer ala Torah. These are two different svarim, so a lot of times you're looking for a vort that you hear from the Chasam Sofer, and you're looking in the Taurus Moshe, and you won't find it because you have to go to the Chasam Sofer. Those are two different sets of Svarim. And that's one so that you have to know. And then sometimes it's in the... Okay. And then sometimes it's in the Drushes. So, and there are other places. So says the Chasam Sofer on page 4. Who are the Moshe? Perish Rashi, Lamed Hashem Shkulim, Shebavade Beneviyu Slom Kam Od Navi Kemoshe. In other words, that's a possible. When it comes to Nevuah, there was no one like Moshe Rabbeinu. Mi bedover hazeh nisala Aaron sheyaoiv sholem v'roidiv sholem. Meisum sholem ben ish lo ishto ben odom l'chaveiru mekarvin l'torah. So that Mida, that, you know, the one who was bringing sholem between people, maybe Aaron excelled even more than Moshe Rabbeinu. When it came to Nevuah, because, and we Chazal say, v'yivku kol beis Yisrael, right, everyone, because... even because he made shalom with all the people, and it says in Masechet Smachos that at the levaya of Aaron HaKohen there was a big procession, and there were a lot of little boys with the name what? Aaron, because he's a Sephardi. So what happened? There were families that were on the verge of divorce, and they separated, and he put them back together. And then they had children. They named it Aaron, in his name. Well, he was still alive. I'm saying to the Sephardi. So Mamela, name for the living. So that was the Rav Tzuriel has a maimon to say from about this. Closer. So that he had that mida. All these are yushteim keachet shkulim. As Moshe excelled more in nevuah, Aaron excelled in shalom in adam l'chaveru. So the first pasuk speaks about what? Speaking to Klal Yisrael. Hotzios b'nei Yisrael. Hashem Omar Hashem Lahem, to Klal Yisrael. So for the pasuk that's talking about Klal Yisrael, so who goes first? Aaron. Because he was the one who made Shalom and Klal Yisrael. She'enochu mekuv yosem lahem. But the other pasuk, Heim Hamidamim Malparo, the Chav Zayin, that's giving over the nevuah of what's going to happen to Paro, so that's Bataras nevuah. Lotzius b'nei Yisrael, what's going to be in the future? Lasos Nisim, Moshe Odiv. So then Moshe, so that the other pasuk was speaking about the context of speaking to Paro about the nevuah, what's going to happen in the future. So then Moshe comes first. Who Moshe v'Aaron? So that's what the Chasam Sofer here writes in the Torah's Moshe. Oh. Now, let's continue. We know the famous psukim in Bahaloscha, there's so much to say on these psukim, but Miriam and Aaron, you know, they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, what does he think, who does he think he is, that he's Parish Ben Aisha, because he's such a Kaddish person, so Navi, we also were Naviim, and we weren't Parish, so who does he think he is, right? Habe Miriam and Aaron, but Moshe, Al, Odes Aisha Kushis HaShalokach, Isha Kushis Lokach, and then he was Megarishar, Vayomru Harakach, Moshe Diber Hashem, Halogam Banu Diber, Vayishma Hashem, Vayish Moshe Onav, Vikol Adam Al Sheol Pnei Adam. So I'm going to show you an unbelievable thing that the Chasam Sofer writes in the Drushas. Recently they just redid the Drushas. They have new printing of the Drushas. The Drushas used to be very hard to read also. But now it's reprinted, and Rabbi Tuchman just pointed out there's a Mapeach now, so it's even better. So, Givaldi. So there is a Gemara in Shabbos, page 9, Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. So Amri Le Rabbanan Le Reb Shua Ben Levi. Also Dartaki Ha'idna Le Beit Midrasha. The kids went to the Beit Midrasha. Omu Milu Dafil Bimei Yeshua Ben Nun Lo Idmar Kevasayu. So they were darshaning the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Aleph Bina. Learn wisdom. Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalim. My time of Pshuta Kare the Gimel, the Gabi Dalet. Shekain Darko shall go Mil Chasodim, Lorot Achar Dalim. So the Gimel, the leg, is stuck out as if it's, he's walking towards the Ani. That I have in mind in my Sefer, that the real Gomel Chesed is, doesn't wait for people to come to him. He pursues. Okay, Dakel shall go Mahasadim Lorosa Hardal. Okay, Mikhulan. So take a look in the Chasam Sofer here on page 10. So this is the Drushas. So he says like this. The Yashiv Tzas al derech haremes. The Yashiv Tchilas Dibras Aaron of Miriam. Harach Ach b'Moshe Diber Hashem. Halo gam banu. Sheitevus Eilu Merubim Nirim Kimi Utarim. Gam ma'alo al daitam l'hashvos atzma l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Shei Rabban b'Toyra. Tem yodu b'roze. She says, Aval emes, ki ish tevus madregish eish b'kedusha. U'mazehum ha'mislai b'toros eish hados. The Torah. It's the Eish to Kedusha. The Eish Bechin is Mayim be Kedusha. Uvum Azeh, Ha'osek B'gmilos HaSodim, Rediv HaSholem, Ben Ish L'Chaveru, Shekol Eilu Midas HaChesed V'Mayim. Zay Ikim Adrengas HaVoseinu. Eish is the Eish Torah, Mayim is G'milos HaSodim. So he says, he says, Zeya Madregas of a Saint called Matan Torah, Avram Avinu. Aaron and Miriam, Heim Chosin Lano Ve'esach HaTorah, for Milo Oso Chison Bechidus Mayim Mulos Chason V'yusia Shalom. He said, in other words, basically what they're saying, the way he's saying is, that Aaron and Miriam said, okay, Moshe is greater than us in Torah, or Nevuah, but whatever we're lacking, we made up in Chesed. So he says like this. Fiyadu Mamar Dardiki, Alav Bina, Gmol Dolim, etc. So he says like this. Take a look, skip a little bit. He says like this. On page 11. The line that begins with the word Aleph. Achein Amru. Harak Ach B'Moshe Diber. So the Chasam Sofer says, Harak the Hey. Harak Ach B'Moshe Diber. Is what? Aleph Beis Dalet Hey. Harak Ach B'Moshe Diber. Chosha Gimel. Hello, gam banu diber. Banu, hello, hey, gimel, beis, dalet. For shetevas, beis, gimel, dalet, hey. Chaser aleph. So what's the idea? Meaning, he's saying that you're telling me, harak achba Moshe diber. Moshe Rabbeinu was the aleph, beis, dalet, hey. Meaning, but he didn't have the gimel. What's the gimel? The gmol dolim. So, but we had that. Halo gam banu diber. But so beis gimel dalet hey chaser aleph. So emes. So they were saying that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking, maybe in the ben adam. Not that he was lacking ben adam l'chaveru, but he wasn't. You know, Aaron had that certain mylov of bringing people together. The gimel. So and maybe Moshe was lacking in that, so that's why in Harak Achbo Moshe Diber is missing the Gimel, because it's Chos the Gimel, and that we have. Hello, Gam Banu Diber. Be'emist, Rosh Tevas Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. And we don't have the Aleph, because maybe we're lacking in the Alev Bina, we're lacking in the level of learning that Moshe had, or the level of Nevuah, the Aleph, but we have the Gimel. But Be'emist Tobu. So that's the taina. There were no less. The Chalil Lomar came. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Kolo Kol Apartzufim Tzidach Hashem Mishpat of Yisrael. Be Lanu Godel Wiyas Chason Mimenu. He says, but don't think that's true, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Gomel Chesed also. Even though he wasn't the one who was making Sholem between Adam LaChaveru, but what does the Gemara in Taina say? Him Timol Yisrael Mem Shana Bischus Moshe Rabbeinu. In all the madregos he's sholin, not just in Torah. So don't think that the way they were saying it over is halach ach b'Moshe diber, that Moshe's on this high madreg of aleph alev bina, but maybe he's missing the gimel, and we have halogam, we have the gimel. It's not true. B'chol beisi nemanu, that Moshe Rabbeinu excels in every area. Excels in every area. It's not like, oh, he's the one who's learning, because b'schus his learning and his Torah, all the mon came b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. So b'chol beisi nemanu. And that's, you know, is always we'll talk about that question of Torah Chesed, which one? Of course, a person has to have both, but don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, maybe that his personality was not the one that's going to be the making Shalom, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't a Baal Chesed. And you know the famous word from Rav Aaron Kotler, that you can look now on page 22 in the Mishnah Peah. In the Mishnah Peah. What does the Mishnah say? Eilu dvarim shadam b'chol peyosem ala mazeh ken ken matol ababa. Kibur avayim gumus chasodim. So the Rambam says that the word is like this. The mitzvahs that Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, you get schar in this world. Because you're helping out Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So you get schar in this world. It's the world of Ben Adam. Mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makom, you get schar in... So, Eilu Dvarim Sha'odam Uchel Perosei Ba'olam Hazeh, Ken Kerem L'Olam Haba, meaning things that are Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, of course, you're going to get schar in Olam Haba, but you're going to also get schar in this world because you're helping people out. But the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So we always say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is the biggest mitzvah. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler says, but that's not what this Chazal is saying. The Rishalmi says, Pasukol Chachavatzecha lo yushmu bo afil cheftzei shamayim, that there's nothing compared to Torah. That's saying Torah is the greatest. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is saying another thing. and the way Rabbi Aaron explained the Rambam. He says, even in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you're quoting all these things, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that you get schar even in this world, and the biggest Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is what? Talmud Torah. Because the Rambam writes, because a Talmud may be Lidei Maisa. Talmud may be Lidei Maisa. So it's not just Talmud to alone, but Talmud may be Lidei Maisa. So therefore, even this Mishnah is saying, within the Bein Adam L'Chaveros, that you think, Adam Ochel Perasem Olam Ozeh, Ve'aker Kemis Olam Abba, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And that's what the Chasam Sofer is saying, a similar idea. A little bit different. He's saying, because of the man, but still, a person's learning Torah, that's also Bein Adam L'Chaveros. It's also Bein Adam, that has a Bein Adam L'Chaveros element in it as well. But of course, as we'll see, that doesn't, excuse a person to also help people out. You know, you can't say, I just learned and I'm keeping the world going, so that's, I did my thing. You also have to have, I quote in the Hakdama to the Sefer in Brachos, the Chazal say on page 24, the Medrash Rabbah Nosso, Solos B'lu B'Shemen, so Torah, so Tzricha Livlol B'Maisim Tovim. That's what they say here for the Satmar Rebbe. He wanted every Bachi Yeshiva should be involved in Chesed on a certain Madrega. But Solos B'lu B'Shemen. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu was also, but Talmud Torah Kerek Gulam, don't think, in other words, the mistake of Miriam and Aaron was to say, oh, we're the Chesed people, we're the Bein Adam Chaveiro, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not, and therefore we're equal, because he has this and we have that, but they were wrong. They were wrong, because Moshe Rabbeinu had better Torah, and also Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, he was also not lacking, maybe a different type of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, etc. Oh, now I'm going to show you an unbelievable thing that I heard this years ago, and I think on a tape from Rav Shor. It's from the Chasam Sofer al Torah, not from the Torah Moshe al Torah, from the Chasam Sofer. So, you see, the Chasam Sofer Torah says on top of the page Chasam Sofer, as opposed to the Torah Moshe, it says Torah Moshe. So take a look in page on. We'll start with page 12, the end of Parshas Noso. It says Vo Moshe al Olmoi Ladaber Ito. Hashem speaks to Moshe, and then the pasuk says Baloschas Haneros. So what's the connection? When Hashem speaking to Moshe Baloschas Haneros. So the Ibn Ezra on page 14 says, "V'nisim chazos haparsha loros ki adibor yeh gam balayla ki sham yehaner doluk v'lo yichbe." That he says that if you were near the menorah, then in other words, the vu is usually by yom, and Moshe Rabbeinu is by yom. But if it was by the menorah, where it was lit up, then that's what? That's also by Laila, because it's lit up. Some point out, the Orchas Chaim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, says that Sudas Purim, not Yotze by Laila, but if you have an or, you have a nair there, and even Balayla Yotze. The same type of idea. That by the menorah, that has a dinyom. Has a dinyom, because it's lit up. So that's what Orchas Chaim. We don't pasuk like this, because this manazeh, you can have Sudas Purim Balayla, just open up the lights. But Orchas Chaim says this. So that's an evidence. So the Ramban disagrees. He says, not true. The Ramban says that the vus Moshe Rabbeinu was only by Yom. Odeki dibur ye gam balayla sham yana doro ze eino kacha. Kol lo dibur by Yom. Rabbeinu was Moshe Shanavim, and Shanavim was balayla. Moshe Rabbeinu was by Yom. Even with the menorah, it's not going to help. But Ibn Ezra says this idea, and that's similar to this. Oh, so the Chasam Sofer is going to say a brilliant idea. I just wanted to show you this Chasam Sofer for the brilliance of the Chasam Sofer. And then we'll go back to the Torah, the Chesed idea. And that's this. So he's going to give a new pshat on why he already said a pshat, why Aaron, Moshe Aaron, why one pasuk Aaron's first. He's going to give a new pshat on why Aaron is first in one pasuk, and Moshe's first in the in the other pasuk. And he bases it with this Ramban. He says the Chora is very difficult, because how is Hashem ever speaking to Aaron and Moshe at the same time if Moshe's Nevu is only by Yom and Aaron is by Laila? So how does that work? How does it work? Oh, so he says like this. So first he quotes the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra and the whole thing. Let's start from the word ma. The first word in the word is ma. Ma shehizkil kan lahainu kanal. Komokam ha-emesu shenivuos nevi'im hayam emar alayla. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom dafka bayom. First word in the line is bayom. On page 15. First word in the line, bayom. Aaron was balayla, shar nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu, first word on the line, bayom. But another nekuda. You see it? Okay? V'od, he says, Aktim ki nevuos harachamim heim b'shachris. Page 15. First word on the line is Bayom. Towards the bottom. Yeah? The Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is Dafka Bayom. The other Nevi'im were Balayla. But then he makes another Nekuda. He says, Nevuas Rachamim heim b'shachris. Ke'alos ha-boker. Right? In other words, Shachris is when that's you know, it's getting lighter, it's getting, that's the more Simcha Dikah time. That's for Rachamim, you know. Nevuas Rachamim in Shachris, Balos HaBoker. Nevuas Hadin is later in the day, you know, when the sun is setting. The sun is setting, so it's getting darker, right? So that's the what? That's the Midas Hadin. V'yashemesh b'avalota, v'yimach ha-sheikha g'dola, v'felos alav. Okay, and Hacha, right? So the question is, how does Hashem ever speak to Moshe and Aaron together? Who are Aaron and Moshe? So it must be two possibilities. Either he speaks to them at the very end of the night, and then into the day, or the very end of the day, going into the night. So he says, brilliant. He says like this. So the first Nevuah was what? What was the first Nevuah? The first Nevuah was when he said, who are and Moshe? He tells them what? That they're going out of Mitzrayim. Right? So when is that Nevuah going to be? That's a Nevuah of Rachamim. Right? So that Nevuah is going to be in the morning time. But how does he speak in the morning to Aaron? So it must be, he speaks at the very end of the night, going into the morning. So then who does he speak to first? Aaron. Because he's speaking first at the very end of the night, because it's in the Nevuah of Rachamim. So it had to be, Aaron had to be at night. But if Rachamim, it couldn't have been at night. So it has to be part of the night that's going right into the day. So when it was the Nevuah of Rachamim, it was the very end of the night, going into the day. So Aaron went first, because it was first the night and then the day. But the other Nevuah was what? It was the Nevuah of what? Of Hey Mamadami on Paro Mel Mitzrayim. So that's the retribution to Paro of the Esamakos, and they're going to be it. So then when is that Nevuah? That's at the end of the day. So the end of the day had it, then he speaks to Moshe first, because Moshe is the day, and then he speaks to Aaron at that part of the night, because Aaron is always at the night, but only on which side of the night. So it's a Nevuah Rachamim, so then it's going to be, that's going to start at the end, it's going to have to start at night, and that's going to be Aaron first, and then Moshe. But when it comes to Midas Hadin, so then it's going to be Moshe first, because it has to be at the other part of the day, when the day is ending, because that's when Din is, and then it has to be the first in the day, because Moshe is only in the day, and then Aaron at night, who... So that's how he explains brilliantly why it's Aaron and Moshe Aaron. It is more, you know, Harifa's dictum, his other pshat in the Torah's Moshe. But it's a good idea. Oh, so let me tell you a vort that I heard many years ago. I was in Riverdale for Shabbos. For the same Shabbos, Rav Chanoch Friedman was there. The young Israel, Rav Chanoch Friedman. We had Rav Chanoch Friedman. Rav Chanok Friedman, big goon from Chicago, like the first from Chicago, big goon, and he has a kolel where in Harnof, Beis Yechiel, right? Kolel Beis Yechiel. He wrote the Mafteach and the Ktzos. They say before there was computers, he wrote Mafteach the Shas al Ktzos. Before there was, you could just search on the computer, press the button, and now it's not such a problem. He was a big goon. I was his roommate in Rabbi Willig's apartment. Just the only difference is he never went to sleep at night. He was learning that. So he said over at Charles Schutte, he said over a vort from the Chafetz Chaim, and I found it inside where it is, and it has to do with this idea. He says, what's Pshat? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, page 16. He says, Rabba the Abaye Midves Eli Kosu. Rabba the Osik B'Torah, Rabba was Osik B'Torah, he lived Chaya Arba'im Shnit. He lived for 40 years. Abaye the Osik B'Torah Gmiluch Chasadim, he lived 60. So if you learn Torah alone, only 40. Torah Gmiluch Chasadim, not the 60. So Chanok Friedman said over, I don't understand. We have the Gemara Moed Katan. It says, what's the Gemara saying Moed Katan? The bottom of the page, on page 17. So I don't understand. Everyone agrees that there's a chiyuv of Torah. And everyone agrees that there's a chiyuv of Gmiluch Chasadim. And the rules are that you're supposed to learn, but if there's a certain chesed that can't be done by someone else, then you mevatel Torah and you do the chesed. So those are the klalim. So what was the machlokes between what? Rabbi did Torah, and he did Gmiluch Chasadim. What are they arguing on? What they didn't believe in? What's the Nekudas HaMachloikas? So he said over Rav Chanok Friedman. He quotes this Chofetz Chaim here. Let me say it outside, and then we'll see it outside. He's inside. He says like this. He says, everyone agrees that if you can't, the chesed can't be done by someone else, then you have to do it. Then you have to stop learning. So what was the nekudas of machlokas? The nekudas of machlokas like this, that certain chasadim could be done by other people. But if you're like a talmid chacham, and you're a chashuv person, and you'll get involved, there'll be more hatzlacha to the chesed project. So the question is that still a reason? No, someone else could do it also, but it won't be as hatzliach. In other words, sometimes Big Tom Chacham he's involved in this project, so more people will get excited about it, and that was good. That was the machlokes. In other words, it's not called Yefshar Lasos. It's Yefshar Lasos, but not with that level of hatzlacha. And that was the machlokes. And you see, the Gemara seems to say that the person, the Amora who did the chesed, means he was mevatel Torah because he believed, so he lived longer. So that's what he writes here. It's in the footnote here on page 20. He says, Abaye, the front line, hey, Amru Rosh Hashanah, the top line on the bottom, of the bottom part, on page 20, Abaye, Barava Tarvayim, they say, Rava Osak B'Torah, Chaya Arvin Shin, Abaye, Osak Torah, V'yishlayim, Imloya Evshul Asos, they say, my time in the Rava. Why is Rava being Mavatal Torah? Vim Evshar, but if my time is Abaye. It's Evshar Lassos Achayim, so why is Abaye Mivato? Lo Omru, Mitzah Evshar Lassos Yadchayim, Eim Mivato Torah. Ulai da Abaye, that he has the force of Bedor Ma'od, came into Osak Mimil Chazod, the Mivato, that he had mostly in Yonim Gedolim, the Midas HaChesed. Because Abaye was a known person, if he'll get involved, then the Chesed project will be, have more Hatzlacha. Who built a Lohaya Nasa Dover Zeh, whose first Rav Hayad, the Enu Munach Kiev Ala Adam, she asked Lassach Bedover, came to Shalom, myself thought of Chashash Lobin Al Torah, or whatever it is. You call Mokam, be the Chazina, don't see for Avor Azel, Abaye, Esrim Shon, Al Chayev, Shmamina, the Mishmaya, Askimu Labaye. And that's the, in other words, to initiate the Chesed. He's adding something else that I don't think Rabbi Friedman said over. That Abaye had a Mufurus Sudor, came in also with Moskhan Vade and Mosi Vinyanim Gedolim. Built a Loyanasa Dover Zeh. Svaras Rava, now he could have said Svaras Rava is that Lamaisa can be done by others, but he says a little bit different. The Eidamunachiyuv al Odom Shiyaskil Asak Medover came in Shalom Ba Masa Lefonov. Kashas Lubil Del Torah. So in other words, he didn't have to say it. I don't think Rabbi Friedman said it over the way he says the next part. In other words, he could have just said, and Rava held, that Lamaisa can be done by others, even if it won't be as Matzliach. He says, no, he didn't think that he has, if Maisa came to him, he would be involved, but he didn't think he had to go out and look for, okay. But that was the way of Chanoch Friedman said it over. But so it reminded me this Chafetz Chaim with the Chasam Sofer of who Aaron and Moshe, that Moshe of Aaron is both involved, and that's the this Yerushalmi. I quoted an Akdamah to my Sefer, page 24. Katsinu, second to the last paragraph, Yerushalmi. It says, "Halomi shalavasus nochlo ilu shenefcha shel yosu aponim lo yotza laolam." Right. So it says, if a person he learns, but he doesn't do. He's not a verse 24, and he's not a Baal Maisa. So it's better that he would just have stayed. We're doing Yoni Uber, so he just would have stayed as an Uber inside his mother's womb, and that would have been okay. So in the Sefer, the next paragraph, Sefer Malas HaTorah, that's the brother of the Gra, he says over from his brother, the Gra, why does it say such a poetic lashon? Just say, the person learns and doesn't perform Maisim, it would be better that he wouldn't be born. What is the idea? Noach lo, that he stays in the status of Uber. Nefcha shel yosa alpana v'lo yotza lo v'yerolam. So he says over, the Gra says, because what? The person, the point of coming to this world, if the point of life is only learning, so then you can just stay in your mother's womb. You have a malach that teaches you, kol ha-Torah kula. So what's the point of being born? So it must be the point of being born is there's something more than not just learning, but doing maisim, doing mitzvahs, doing chesed, doing these things. And that's why the Chazal go out and say, not just say, noch lo shalom nivra. It's noch lo that he was stayed in his mother's womb. Because the point being, in your mother's womb, you'll also learn. So then what's the revach of coming to the world? It must, but in mother's womb, you can't do any maisim. You can't do any maisim. And that's the idea. So we have who Aaron and Moshe, who Moshe of Aaron. They both were great people. And we have to know that everyone in his life has to figure out the right balance. You have to be a person who's learning. You have to be a person who's doing. No one can ever say, I only learn, I don't, because there's always going to be something that you can be involved with that could be more matzliach. And the Chofetz Chaim says, in the end of the day, halacha k'abaye, because everyone has some uniqueness, that I have a particular kesher, that I can do this chesed maybe better than others, so you should do it. Because halacha k'abaye, the Chofetz Chaim said, Abaye, the Min HaShemayim, the Paskin, Abaye lived 60 years, because he was involved with chesed too. You have to have a right, like Rav Shachar said, you have to have that balance. You have to have the balance. Who Aaron and Moshe? Who Moshe of Aaron? One time this comes first, that comes first, and that's what the Chasam Sofer says. They tied it. Moshe is the Torah man. We're the Chesed people, and that's why Moshe doesn't have the gimel, right? No gimel there. He has the Aleph, but we have the gimel, and the answer is no. The whole Beisi Nemanu. He excels in everything. I remember the Levaya of Ramosha Feinstein. The Levaya of Ramosha Feinstein was on Tainus Esther. So I remember, that night was Purim. So we had the Purim Chagiz, we were in Rav Shechter's home, so he said over, most of all the Hasbeinim, except for two, were all in Yiddish. And Rav Moshe's Levaya. The only two Hasbeinim that were in English was Rabbi Tendler, Rav Moshe Tendler, and Rabbi Mordechai Tendler. Those are the only two that were in English. Everyone else was in Yiddish. Even the Rebbeim from here were in Yiddish. Like Rav David Lifshitz and Rav Nissen Alpert. All the speakers were in Yiddish. So not everyone understood it. So Rav Shechter said over one vort. He said over one vort at the Chagiga that night in his house, saying over from Rav Nissen Alpert, what Rav Nissen Alpert said. So Rav Nissen Alpert said, in Parshas Emor, it has the mum sarua. Sarua. What does sarua mean? You have some parts of limbs of the body are bigger than the rest of the bodies. So it's out of proportion. So he says, that's a mum. In other words, if I would have a hand that goes from here to the end, and I'm a regular person, it would look weird. But if my whole body would be proportionally, then it wouldn't look, you understand? So that's why Saru is a mum, because if one thing is so much bigger than anything else, then it's out of proportion, and that's a mum. So that's what he said, Nissen Alpert, about his Rebbe, Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said, if Moshe would only be a going to Torah, and then everything else would be mediocre, it would be Saruah. It would be like out of proportion. You're big in this, but in this, you're not. So he's saying his Rebbe was a big in Chesed and big in the Gaonis and Torah and all those things, you know. So that made him who he was. So they tell over the story that I think maybe the Moshe Arskol book, maybe wherever it is, about. You know, they were making a simcha, family simcha, and they were talking about it for weeks and weeks. They were talking about the family simcha. And there was a painter in the house. And Rav Moshe felt bad, you know, we're talking about this thing, and he's being left out. So he made sure to tell the painter, you come to the chasana, or whatever the simcha was, too. Because, you know, you have to have a goyness to be sensitive to that thing. Rav Mendelsohn just told me recently, in the new art school, Rav Belsky's sefer, Ravelsky spent all the summers in Camp Aguda, and there was a boy who was had to be taken to the hospital. So Ravelsky went to visit him, but before he went to visit him, he went to the canteen and he asked him, "What snacks does this kid normally get?" And he made sure to get those things that he brought. Takes, like Rabbi Mendelsohn said, it takes a certain, you know, stop to think to do it with pikchus and mechule. So that's this. This Milas HaTorah V'Chesed Gam Yachad. You have to do Torah, but you have to do Chesed. You can't just be I just learned and I don't do this. Again, you have to have the right balance in this. So you're a Moshe, you're an Aaron, you put it together. Sometimes Aaron goes first, sometimes Moshe goes first, right? The Chasam Sofer says, the night, the day, all these different things. But you have to have Solus B'lulah B'Shem, Torah B'lulah B'Maisim Tovim. And then that's the Shleimus. And B'ez Hashem, we should all be continuing throughout our lives to build, to get these Madrigas of Shleimus. So these are some ideas, and perhaps also an appreciation for the greatness of the Chasam Sofer as well. And thank you all for coming. And I guess next year we can meet here again. And B'ez Hashem, we should all be Zocha to have a mile in Torah and a Chesed Yam Yachad.